Madonna on Suzy 103.4 and Dress You Up, singularly appropriate since I've got two ladies with me in the studio this afternoon. It's tea break time on Suzy 103.4. And no beating about the bush and tea time talk today. I'm delighted to say that my guests are Tracy Austin and Georgie Lucas from Dunotter School in Reigate. Georgie, good afternoon. Welcome to Suzy 103.4.
Hello, David.
And tell us what exact capacity you're here in this afternoon.
Well, I am the chair of the PTA at Dunotter School in Reigate.
Tracy, what about you?
I'm the vice chair for my sins for the PTA. Love, Dunotter.
And tell us a bit now about the way in which the school has changed since. I mean, it's almost been reconstituted, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Since February last year, the school's been under the management team of United Learning. They took over the school after we were threatened with closure. And really, the school is a completely different place now. We have a new senior management team. We have boys, which is a very new thing for us. And there's a whole new feeling about the school. It's a wonderful place.
And has that made much difference to your work day to day as a parents' association?
Absolutely. We're really, really busy and constantly raising funds for all sorts of different exciting projects around the school.
And in terms of exciting projects, there's a Caring at Christmas event coming up, which is really why we're here this afternoon.
Yes. We thought that because we have so much at our school, we're very privileged, we have beautiful buildings, we have a beautiful kitchen, and we can really offer something to those in the community that this Christmas wouldn't be celebrating for one reason or another. It's the elderly that we're reaching out to, and we want people who have not necessarily got family nearby and who will be alone this Christmas for one reason or another and who need to have a little bit of extra love and support. And we thought we'd reach out to that part of the community, invite them to our school for the day, and let them experience some of our family feeling that we have at that school.
What sorts of things have you got planned for the day in question?
When they come in, we've got a morning tea, and then we're going to treat them to a fantastic traditional Christmas lunch, which the school caterers are going to put on, and it's going to be amazing. And then in the afternoon, it sounds like we're feeding them up, because we're going to give them coffee and cake. In between, the students are doing some entertainment, so whether it's poems or singing or little sketches, that sort of thing, yes.
And we've got a sing-along as well.
Okay, let's nail down the date straight away.
It's Sunday the 13th of December.
And have you got timings on that?
Yes, we're going to collect everybody at around 10 o'clock in the morning, and we should think that they'll all be on site by 11. And then we're going to start departures approximately 3:30, so everyone can be home in time to cosy down for the evening. And
now, this sounds like a whole bundle of help required. Have you got loads of helpers, lots of people involved?
We've got a wonderful school full of wonderful teachers and fantastic pupils who are all coming together to help us on the day. The PTA are mixing with the school, and we're going to run it as a team. Each family is sponsoring an elderly person, so it's all funded through the school.
Drivers, plenty of those?
Yes, we've got a team of drivers who are going to collect our guests in the morning and then take them back to their homes that evening. And that's some of the pupils, parents are involved, some of the teachers, and indeed some of the agencies who we've gone to help us coordinate this entire event. They've got registered drivers as well who'll be involved in that that part of the day, which obviously is going to take a lot of organisation. But we want every guest to be able to come to us safely and securely, and to be taken home safely and securely.
So plenty of logistics and obviously funds required. Now, Tracy, there's a fundraising event coming up before the big day, isn't there?
There is. We're holding a Christmas fair. It's a shopping evening. And well, we've got beer for the chaps. We've got hot dogs, sausages, barbecue. We have some crepes. We have lots of food, mainly for the fellas, because they can leave the ladies to go around. That sounds very sexist, I know, but we all like to shop. And we are supporting the local community, because we've got shops and people who are independent retailers. For instance, we have a really good ceramics lady called Faye Mayer, and she's coming. She does the most beautiful ceramics, and we have artists. It's not the sort of shopping that you would do in the high street. It is supporting the community.
And while we can't be in the business of free plugs, I know that you've got a local brewery and a prominent local wine merchant involved. Now, the Waterlow Mansion, as it once was, must surely lend itself to a Christmas evening fair.
Do you know, we used to have the school fair in the main hall, and whilst it was great, and the main hall is a fantastic building, it's just got no charm. And so we use the Waterlow Mansion, which has got several rooms, probably five rooms that we use. It's like being in somebody's beautiful, beautiful home. And it's just got such a feel of Christmas and warmth and festive fun, and it's beautifully decorated. And it's just a wonderful environment. We've also got an outside bit this year. So outside the school, we're going to have a vintage crepe van. We're going to have the German sausage barbecue. We've got mulled wine out there. We've got Christmas trees being sold. So hopefully it'll bring in a whole sort of German market feel. And we want everybody to come and support us, because some of the money raised that night through selling our Donato School bags will go towards this Caring and Christmas initiative, and we can then fund this whole event free of charge to all the elderly people that come to us for the day, and we can give them home a Christmas present. And I must mention at this stage, the Sainsbury's, thank you,
thank
Sainsbury's. You have been such wonderful, wonderful people, and you know, you have stood up to your advert, you know, the Caring at Christmas with Mog. You've really helped us, and I can't thank you enough.
Now, clearly you can never have too much sponsorship. Any messages for potential local sponsors?
Yes, if there's anybody out there who's sitting and listening to this and wants to get involved in any way, please contact the radio station or contact Donato School, because we can never have enough. And if we do have too much, then we'll just spread a bit more love at another time. We'll go to maybe Easter and do something at Easter, and we can always roll it over to next year, because we just feel that this is something that our children need to do. They need to share the love, and they need to be involved in community projects and to see that actually they're very privileged and that they should take time for others as well, especially at Christmas.
Okay, let's backtrack just for a second then, and tie down once more dates and times for both events. Firstly, the Christmas fair.
The Christmas fair is held on the evening of the 27th of November. Doors open at 6 p.m. and close at 8:30 p.m.
And that's at the school
that's at the junction of
Ringley Park Avenue and High Trees Road.
High Trees Road, that's absolutely right, David.
Date and time for the Caring at Christmas again?
The Caring at Christmas event is going to be on Sunday, the 13th of December, and we're opening the doors from about 10:30 a.m. till 3:30 p.m. It's not a turn up on the day event. It's very much a by invitation. But if you know anybody who you think would suit this sort of event and you want them to be invited, please do feel free to contact us at the PTA, and we can fill the forms in with you.
So if there's someone listening now, not a concern, but an individual who would like to offer help or to offer you a name for some assistance this Christmas, what are the contact details?
The contact details would be
phone the school, and we've also got an email address, which is info@lovedonotapta.org.
info@lovedonotapta.org, and the school number and contact details on the website.
Yes.
the main school website.
Absolutely.
Good. Okay, now, parent teachers associations, I know, have event diaries. Anything in the diary for the future?
Well, we've got a comedy evening coming up in January, and then we've got Love Donata Day, which is an event that we're hosting for the first time, when we're going to celebrate our new fabulous school, and we're going to unveil some wonderful pelicans that have been made for us by Daryl Judge. He's one of the parents, and he's made us a memorial to the fact that we've got a wonderful new school. So that's going to be happening in February.
And the library.
Oh, and yes, and our library opening. We've got a wonderful new library as well.
If you can come to the Christmas fair, it's being opened with some beautiful singing. It will really put you in the Christmas mood, and do come along. We'd love to see you.
This has been a back-to-front interview, so this is where we would have been playing Happy by Pharrell Williams, which we played some 10 minutes ago. Who's the song for?
I think the song is for our entire school, from the staff to the management leadership team to the pupils and the parents. And it's a song that we hold very dear, because when we won our school back and the new school grew, this was the song that we used just to show how happy we were. It's just simple as that. We were very happy that our school survived.
Tracy Austin, Georgie Lucas from Dun Otter School in Reigate, thank you so much for being our guests on the Tea Break at Suzy 103.4.
Thank you.